welcome pudding people to another episode of Everybody Loves Pudding, Ken's Movie Reviews. I am your host, not Ken, not doing a movie review today. So yes, as our title suggests, actually going to do a review of a game that has been out for a year now, but has finally gotten some additional content via a downloadable content. And we are talking, of course, about Starfield by Bethesda Studios. Now, a lot of you who are listening to this, obviously, maybe listening to this because you like listening to game discussions. Maybe you have Starfield. Maybe you played some other things that revolve around Bethesda Studio games. Maybe you just love to hear the sound of my lovely voice. Who knows? But anyway, the game's been out for a year. It's unfortunately not gotten the best of reviews. And Ken and I did a review of the game itself a little while ago, and we generally gave it very favorable reviews. Was it our all-time favorite? No. Was it still good? Yes. Do we put a lot of time in it? Yes. Do we put hours, playthroughs, multiple different things? Yes. Yes. Now, here's what I can say just for Starfield in general. If you've played this game and you've played through enough of the game, you find some of the stuff kind of repetitious, right? There's storylines you can go through that are unique enough and have different pathways that you can take. But if you just want to go exploring, or you want to go to places and grab resources, or you want to try to loot farm, you know, whatever it is, it can be pretty repetitive. So after a while, the pizzazz of the game kind of wore down. For me, it did. Then Bethesda put out a re-release of, not a re-release, just an updated version, a next-gen console version of Fallout 4 with some additional content on it, which was good timing. I already had the game, already paid for it. So it was a way to shift from Starfield to something else, kind of get away from that repetition that I was kind of, experiencing, the lull that I was experiencing. And so I just went all in on Fallout 4 for the fourth time with a serious hardcore playthrough. And this is what I can tell you, having not even completed that hardcore playthrough, is that Fallout 4 is, it's just a better game. Now, that game's been out for quite some time, so it's had a lot of, you know, a lot of movement, a lot of time to be polished and add-ons and things being done. And Bethesda's said that they're going to keep continuing to support Starfield and make it as good as it can be. And we've seen updates for Starfield since its release a year ago to make bug fixes go away, make certain play aspects better. They've added the rover to the game. So Bethesda's actually addressed making this game a better game. But let's be honest, for the most part, the reviews of Starfield on its own, not that great. Maybe relative to some of the other games that they have put out in the last decade. But for me personally, playing through Fallout 4, I got to that spot where I was like, well, Shattered Space was going to be released at the end of September, September 30th. And I had reached that window in Fallout 4 where I'd, you know, done a good portion of things. And if you've played Fallout 4 and you've gone to the spot on Far Harbor, where you've got to do the mini game, if you will, of Dima's memories. You know what I'm talking about. You know what that is. I kind of got that spot. I'm like, yeah, I'm done for a bit. And it was perfect timing because I knew that Starfield's update was coming. So I went back into Starfield. So for about the last 2 weeks in September, I resumed my playthrough where I was at on an NG Plus playthrough of Starfield. So this kind of puts my, in discussing this add-on, I'm trying to put everything into perspective and give an honest opinion on it. So this, my second playthrough via NG Plus is, I had completed most of the things, but I had a couple weeks, so I wanted to complete some of the storylines, you know, do the Crimson Fleet playthrough, but instead of siding with the UC like I did the first time, siding with the fleet like I did this time. That was a big change. And just a couple other, you know, little quest lines to try to do them a little bit differently, but get familiar again with the menus and the play style and the things that you have to do in Starfield for a mindset of like, what do I need to collect? What am I looking to build? What am I looking to farm? What am I looking to replace? Of course, those things are different from the mindset that I had buried myself in for Fallout 4 for quite some time. So back to the different loot mindset. And one of the things I want to bring up is with this add-on, with the Shattered Space add-on, I feel like they've tried to correct or implement a few things to fix the game in a certain sense or make adjustments to the game based on its original release and things that needed to be addressed, in a more, instead of doing a generic update, but in a more like roundabout, let's introduce things in the game. And one of those things, if you play Fallout 4 enough and the other Fallout games, if you're looking for loot, traditionally in the Fallout series, there is a gun, a set of armor or whatever that is a unique set that gives you add-ons for those things. But it is a unique set that's always in the same spot. It's always in the same place. And you go to the thing and you do the thing and you get it. Well, Fallout 4 still had that, but it also had a random generation of higher quality loot. So you could find those weapons with those add-ons at random spots. You just, you know, you could go to different spots and kind of farm that loot if you wanted to. Well, Starfield took that to another level. If you did safes in Fallout, you know, with the highest tier lock that you could get through, you were never going to find anything good in there, right? It was always just, hey, here's some caps and some other random loot. Well, in Starfield, you got the opportunity to get a different tiered thing, right? Blue tier, a purple tier, or like a legendary, a gold tier item. And that could be armor, backpack, helmet, that could be weapon, right? So it was more of that thing where you could farm for loot, look for that legendary thing. But finding that legendary item was still hard to come by. That's not a bad thing. But farming for it, you really had to go to the high tier. If you really wanted the good stuff, you had to go to the planets, the systems that were level 60, 75. Okay, so let's go into Shattered Space here, right? And what I found so far in playing through this is that getting some of that higher tier loot is much more attainable. So you can find a lot more gold items. Now, I don't know if that's a implementation that we're going to find throughout the entirety of the game, or it's an implementation that you're just going to find in Shattered Space. But that's something that we'll have to address kind of going forward as they do more things for the game. But this really leads you into, if you're going to play, do a playthrough, level up your character, get to a certain spot, you know, is Shattered Space a place to go to start digging around and getting some loot? Okay, so let's really get into the $30 for Shattered Space, because it's introducing new loot, new storylines, new kind of map layout type of things. And you know, for me, doing the dungeon crawling and digging for loot is I guess something that I grew up on playing Diablo 2, that's what you did. You just went through the levels and you tried to get the good stuff, right? And I found myself in Fallout 4, once you get to a high enough level, you could do that. You could go to the wastelands and just, you know, farm high-end creatures and see if you're gonna if they're going to drop any legendary stuff. Well, in the repetitiousness of Starfield, that's what I found myself doing. I'd go to a place, I'd go to a level 60 system, let's just go and land and let's just farm for stuff and hope for the best. Okay, well, I think if you want to do that type of playthrough, the Shattered Space area is a better place to do that. If you like storylines and you liked, you know, like the Crimson Fleet storyline and you liked the whole main quest line through Constellation and you wanted to be a ranger, you know, like just those different quests and storylines, I think this gives you a whole nother storyline to kind of delve into. At this point through the whole playthrough, I've got 18 hours. I just hit 18 days. Ha, funny. I just hit 18 days in total playthrough time. So that's playing through all of the playthroughs. That's the first time I went through it. That's the second time I went through it. That's doing the Shattered Space, which I'm not done with. So if you think about it, 18 days, it's 432 hours that I've played this game. So I can say I've got a lot of time invested into this game to kind of give you an idea on the good and the bad and whatnot on this. And originally when the game came out a year ago, I did the higher end one. You could buy the base game for $70 or you could buy like the higher tier edition for $100. And I did that because I was really looking forward to playing this game. So when the actual downloadable content launched, it was ready to go. I'd already paid for it. So to tell you, the listener, would you spend $30 on this? That's I had already spent it. I already knew I was going to get it. And I'm probably going to get every single one they're going to do after this. But what's the quality of this downloadable content? And is it worth your $30? Is it worth it if you can get a better deal by paying like $80 compared to a year ago where you had to pay $100 to get the whole thing with the first DLC? If you've played the game at all and have an interest in it and you liked it and you've put hours and you've put playthroughs in it, I think this is an obvious answer. Yeah, buy it, download it, and just put more hours into the game for sure. If you're a casual player and you're one of those people that probably played the game for, you know, 20, 30 hours and didn't meet some of the main storyline stuff and you're just kind of meh on the game, there's not going to, you're not getting anything new or special out of this. You're getting more of the same with a few tweaks, I feel like. So if you're the casual gamer and you don't want to invest the money now, maybe invest it later. If you are a huge fan of Fallout 3, Fallout 4, Fallout New Vegas, and you want a new experience, you know, honestly, Starfield is great. It's a time waster. It's a brain waster. Is it better than 4? No. Is it better than 3? It's bigger than 3. You know, maybe wait another year. Maybe wait 2 years when there's like an ultimate edition that comes out and you can get everything from the game for $70. Maybe that's what you wait for. But with the Shattered Space, you're not getting anything outrageous. You're just getting more of the same stuff that's just a little bit better. Let's just be general like that. So what do I mean? Well, the introduction of it and getting to this new planetary system, because it's apparently hidden. It's where all the Varun people are at, not the Zealots necessarily. That's where the Zealots come from, but the people of Varun are trying to keep private, keep quiet, stick to their own stuff, do the thing for their serpent, and something bad happened, so they needed help. Okay. The whole idea on this is when you, one of the complaints of the original game is it was so vast. And when you landed on a planet or a moon, It was a big area, and there wasn't much to do in that area. You would go to the thing and do the thing, and that would be it for that area. So what you ended up doing is you went from planet to planet to planet. If some places had a city or some people had an encampment, like you'd go from thing to thing to thing, but there was no greater area that you stayed in and focused on. And that was a real big complaint, because if you look at a game like a Fallout 4 or a Fallout 3, it was just one huge map. And when you went on the map, you went, if you started in the top left corner, you went right or you went down, and you just kept working your way to encompass the whole entirety of the map. But the whole map was the whole thing. You weren't traveling necessarily to different zones, regions, whatever, doing one thing there and then going away from that and totally ignoring it forever. It was a thing where you had an entire map, and you tried to uncover the entirety of the map and travel and do all the things, sometimes return to different places for some side missions, that type of stuff. So the thing I really appreciate about 4 after playing it again is that virtually every place you went to was a unique interaction. It was a uniquely named place. It was a different thing. It was a different opportunity to do something. Sure, the bad guys themselves were mostly the same, but every place that you went to was different, unique, and in a different spot. Well, in Starfield, every place you go is basically the same. And if you go to a base or an abandoned this or a science lab this, like, they are all the same. So when you go to the thing for a mission because you gotta kill a bad guy or whatever, it is the same. Very repetitious, right? It's the same stuff over and over again. So what is Shattered Space? Shattered Space is just an opportunity to have a large area, like a very large, explorable, unique area where all the locations are unique locations. Now we're getting into some of the aspects that I really liked in a game like Fallout 4 or Fallout 3. It is a big map. And all the different locations within this map for Shattered Space are unique locations. If you go to a thing, it's different from the other thing. If you go to a cave, it's different from what the other cave was. Everything is different. And the space that you can explore, the mini map that when you pull up and you look at it, it's very big. Very expansive. It will take you a while. If you are a completionist and you want to go through the entirety of the map and uncover all of the things, it will take you a while to do that, let alone do the quest lines and playthroughs and covering things and discovering this. But honestly, the size of the map is refreshing for this game. It's kind of what the game should have been. I get it that there's 1,000 planets and moons to explore, but you know what? Gosh darn it. Make 50 of them big and unique like this, and then you'd have a way different game, right? But what you get, let's just be honest, this is a nice, refreshing throwback to the style that everyone appreciated. You pull up the mini map, and the place is huge. It's very big. There's a lot to explore. The main area where all the buildings are at, where the incident has occurred, is very big. There's a lot going on. Most of it, honestly, I've explored on foot. I haven't really taken the rover out. But outside of this main mountainous cratered area is flat terrain that is vast. There's a lot to explore. So when it comes time to finish everything and explore, it's time for the rover. That would be that, like that addition to the game is perfect for, oh gosh, I don't know, 60% of this map. So it's a different ball game. And I'm telling you, if Starfield were like this add-on, if more of Starfield were like this, I think the reviews would, generally speaking, be more positive. Now, the storyline seems intriguing. There's things going on that are behind the scenes. I'm sure there'll be some twist at the end where bad things are happening because of bad people. And there's a bunch of family factions that are kind of normally they keep to them. They do things on their own to help control the world that they live in, and they come together to, you know, become a unit so that nobody gets out of control. But I'm guessing there's a power play going on here as to what is going on, like what caused the incident to begin with. And the zealots are the offshoots of these families, right? So the zealots that you've encountered throughout the game, which generally speaking are the more powerful adversaries, are the general adversaries throughout the entirety of this map, right? So the zealots are the offshoots. So imagine when they say you should be at level 35 to go, before you even think about going to here, yeah, you should probably be a higher level than that, I think. And to be honest with you, I'm a level, I think I went and I was level 90. I think I'm 105 now. There's a lot of things that you can take care of, a lot of things that you kill that get you 140 XP just per kill. So there's a lot of low level enemies that are like super powered up that you get 100 XP for doing kills. There's a lot of creatures throughout that are really strong, can kill you very quickly. 100 XP, 140 XP. So you get a lot of XP for doing a lot of kills in this game. So you can move through levels very quickly in playing through the DLC. But I think I mentioned before, the reason that some of these things are being addressed in here is to maybe fix what was going on, that were issues that people had encountered the last year in the game. So there's one, right? The layout of the map, the playability of the map, more like the traditional games that we've played in the past. The difficulty, the repetition, right? You're not getting repetition and you're getting a higher difficulty. You're getting a higher class of opponents in this game too. The loot. There's different types of loot. Higher end loot that you can come across, more opportunity for legendaries. Actually, I've gotten so many stinking legendaries in this game so far, like a ridiculous amount. Now, they happen to all be like the same two things, and I'm not kidding. I've probably gotten, I'll go over some of the weapons. There's one that I've gotten probably almost 10 legendaries of, and another one I've probably gotten like 8 legendaries of, and a couple other legendaries for other things sprinkled throughout. But there's just the opportunity to get that higher end loot is definitely there. So making that correction, playing through all these other things in Starfield and you're getting blues and purples and you're not really getting a lot of the golds, that ain't the case in this. You're getting a lot of golds in this playthrough. So if you are just going to acquire high-end loot, hey, there you go. Higher, like, more explorability, more unique, more difficulty for the enemies, and better loot. What are the things that you encounter when you play through the game for the weapons and the things that you use? I tend to carry a lot of ballistics. There's really not a need to carry a lot of particle or energy weapons. There really isn't. Your ballistics can take care of a lot of things. And you know what? In this playthrough, it's actually worth it for some of the bad guys to have energy and ballistics. Energy in addition to ballistics and particle stuff too. You know, the zealots tend to carry a lot of particle weapons, right? So what you're going to find for the loot in this is a lot more energy weapons and particle weapons carried, so you can get a better class of those weapons. I honestly rarely carry around any energy or particle weapons because they're not good and they're not really useful. A big bang, if you get a good one, is really worth it. A star shard maybe, getting those blue purple is hard enough, let alone one that's legendary. And in this playthrough, I don't have any of those like at all. So it's a lot of ballistics that I use. Well, going into this, they kind of addressed that issue as well. There are now things that you can acquire that are higher end, actually more usable energy weapons. So the the one thing that you'll find right off the bat, some of the introduction on this, there's a penumbra, which is basically a bridger that shoots energy balls, basically, and the balls expand and explode over a big area. Very unique weapon. Still haven't found a blue, purple, gold, any one of those, but that's definitely unique. So the base game, I'd find a lot of really cool bridgers, but they don't do anything to anybody. Like, people will just absorb shots, like point blank shots from bridgers. Let's do an instigating bridger, and it just doesn't do anything. So I've never used that weapon because it was never worth it. But I think the penumbra, it's going to be worth it. Okay, so the Equinox is a very, very popular game, popular weapon in the base game. But what do you get? A max damage of 50? It's not a very good weapon. And I can never find blue, purple, golds of the Equinox. Well, this one, they have the Star Slash, which is just basically the Varun version of the Equinox. And then the base damage on this is like, I've got one that's over 300. So it's a huge difference in usability in a couple of the basic weapons. Another one, if you've used the Solstice at all, you've discovered it's okay, but it's not that great. Well, this one, they have the Quick Strike. And the Quick Strike is just basically the Varun version of the Solstice. And I'm telling you, I've found so many stinking gold versions of that one. I found a couple of them that are explosives. So, like, they change the rounds to explosives, instigating. I mean, you name it. They've had all the additions to them. And it shoots really fast. It's a very good weapon. So much better than the Solstice. So they've upped the ante on a couple of these more common weapons that just aren't very useful. And then there's the Star Storm is the Varun version of the minigun. It does a little ballistic and more energy damage. And I've never really carried around, you know, like big guns, like the miniguns, for example. But this one looks, you know, pretty usable. Once again, more opportunity to find blue, purple, golds of these. And then the last one, I'll kind of throw in I said there's new enemies, like there's more Varun, more Zealots. Well, the Zealots are doing experimentations on human, the captives or whatever. And there's a character called the Redeemed. And the Redeemed is just like a tank. So the Redeemed have a new weapon that they carry with them all the time called the Shemaz, and it is a melee weapon. But when we're talking about, like, you've seen some of the melee weapons, I mean, you may get one with base damage. It does 150 or 200. These are like 300. And I found so many sneaking legendaries of this weapon. It's ridiculous. But the Redeemed, they're tanky. They're all heavy armored, heavy life, and they just run right at you. And if you don't have any close quarter weapons, it's going to be hard to put them down. So that's a unique one. You've seen the various bad guys run at you with, you know, knives and stuff, but they're not really armored and not really tanky. You could take them down pretty quick. These things, that's not the case. You need better weapons for this. So there's a new class of bad guy. There's a couple creatures that are out there that are real tanky too. They'll be armored up. They'll be level 90 and they can two shot you. There are unique aspects to this game, but they finally fixed some of those aspects that we're looking for. You know, when you talk about resources, one of the resources that I find that's really hard to find throughout the galaxies is adhesive. And you can find the occasional thing that will produce adhesive, but these bad guys, like the creatures in here, they produce adhesive. So that's going to be one of my next things, is I'm going to try to build an animal habitat thing, which I have to put points into it, to raise to farm adhesive, because it's one of those resources that are used a lot in weapon mods, and you always run out of it. Well, there's just way more adhesive on this planet than what you could imagine. So there's a lot of cool things that went into, you know, adjustments to bolster the weak ends of things, whether it's from bad guys, resources, weapons. So there's a lot of cool, there's a lot of time, there's a lot of good things that I can say about this, but as a fan of the game, I'm a little bit biased. In watching videos for this or leading up to this, I really didn't know what to expect, what type of high-end things, low-end things, what type of time aspect was going to go into it. And I really feel like if you have a doubt or a hesitation, you've played the game, you have the game, you like the game, you enjoy it, you're just doubting based on the negative reviews. I mean, I can pull up some of the reviews right now. And if we look at Steam, it's getting a 5 out of 10. Game Rant, 5 out of 10. Metacritic, 62. IGN gives it a 7 out of 10. So that's a little bit more positive. So, but if you have a hesitation at all, I say two things. If you have the game, you like the game, and you play the game, get this. You'll enjoy it for sure. I'm telling you, there are some levels that are in here. There's a couple different production things that are bigger. These places that you can explore in terms of a quote building, a lot of them are underground buildings, are so big. They're way bigger than anything else in the base game. Just huge levels that you have a lot of exploring to do, with dozens and dozens of bad guys to take care of within, and you have to go through multiple levels to get down to where the stuff is at. Everything's unique, with a unique look, good color, good look, good feel. It's definitely worth it. If you are a casual player, you love Fallout 4, you got to Starfield, and you're like, it's okay. You know what? Honestly, you maybe wait a couple years when they do the game that's the Ultimate Edition, and it's got everything piled into it, and around the holidays they'll make it cheap, you know, like $50 to get everything. Like, I get it. That's what I did before. So just wait. But if you play this game, I think you would enjoy this. So it's Bethesda's kind of turn to take this game out of the dumps and bring it up to where it really could be. And this is a good sign if they're going to put this type of time and effort into it. I'm happy to see what is going to be in the future for this game. What are your thoughts? Ken's got some opportunity to play through the game. I'm going to discuss it with him, see what his thoughts are. Let us know. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on next week's episode. Ken and I get back together, and we have ourselves a little discussion about more TV shows.